Hey guys, Nyanyako. This is part three of my high school relationship podcast series. Which means I probably didn't have a chance to record today, and this is an old recording. So I'll link the other two, or I'll try to remember to link the other two. But yeah, part three. So this one's gonna be a bit longer, because it was a longer relationship, but leading up to it, I had mentioned before, but so this guy I had gone to elementary school with, but we never talked. We were never friends. We had a couple classes together, and that was it. He was dating this girl, and they were fighting a lot. So he asked if he could call me and just vent, because he just needed someone to listen. So I was like, yeah, sure, of course I'll listen. And that conversation happened, and they broke up maybe a month after that. And my girlfriend got mad at me for not telling her about that conversation. Like, she got mad at me when she found out that I had talked to him before they broke up. And I'm like, what's the big deal? You're not even friends with either of them. Why does it matter? And yeah, she just had to be involved in everything, and I don't completely understand why. She would say, "Oh, we're sisters and all that stuff," and I would just kind of agree with her because I didn't want to upset the group of friends, as far as dynamic goes and stuff. Anyways, after the guy and his girl broke up, we started talking more. And hanging out more and things like that, and eventually started going out. And after we started going out, I asked him if that conversation that we had over the phone caused him to break up with his girlfriend, and he said no, that was not the reason at all. They just fought too much, and he needed someone to listen to him at that point. Yeah, so, I was very selfish in that relationship. He played basketball. That's a running theme with the guys I dated, just basketball, but everyone played basketball at my school. He was on the basketball team, and would often have practice after school, and then I'd had choir class after school, as well, and we'd meet up after and go eat and have bubble tea with another couple, and yeah, that was like a good year of dating, and he started coming to my church and made his own friends there, which is really awesome because he made really good friends, and met people, which is nice. Yeah, our relationship was good. We did talk about some things. I went over to his place, he went over to my place. We had some alone time in the bedroom and cuddles, but nothing ever more than cuddles. Kisses were amazing. Yeah, I think before we decided to start dating, but we were still hanging out alone together, it was during the summer. But we would still meet at our school just because it was a good meeting point for us. And it, like, those moments of just sitting next to each other but not like touching each other and not really knowing what to say but just enjoying each other's company, and like those small hesitations with what to say and how to say it and if he should say it, those parts of a new relationship are things that I cherish. Yeah, it, I would say that he was one of the, he is the first serious relationship I had, when it was at a really good point, I thought, okay, well, he might be the one, because I thought that at the time, and, yeah. The communication was okay between us, but towards the end, we would fight more because I was selfish and stubborn, and he didn't understand, and I don't blame him because I was being very difficult. Our levels of expectations were different. I'd get upset easily. And I don't know if it's because I just wanted attention. The one thing that bothered me when we were more serious in the relationship is he didn't touch me. And I mean that in the sense of if I'm standing next to him, he wouldn't put his arm around me or put his hand on my waist or my back or anything. And that was what I wanted. I wanted to be close with him. Especially in front of other people, too, because then that, that shows your closeness of your relationship to other people. Like, it, not that it was an exhibitionist sort of thing, but it's just having that comfort of, yeah, he's standing right there, but he's also kind of claiming me, and also making sure that I know that he's there, and that, he wants to be close to me, and he didn't do that, and I never talked to him about it, but it's something that I longed for, and I yearned for, and, like, even right now, I'm getting a bit choked up over that, but I do understand that at high school, we were both figuring out what we wanted, and, I think at that point we both knew that it wasn't gonna last that long. I think I scared him too, because we were at his place, in his room. His parents were upstairs, and we were on the bed, and I straddled him. And I think I scared him. Yeah. 'Cause not that I wanted to have sex with him at that point, 'cause I think we both knew that we didn't want to or weren't ready for that. But even just that next level of cuddling and being closer and intimate, I think, scared him off. And yeah, he broke up with me, I think because I wanted more than he did. And it took me a while to get over him. it wasn't until someone at church asked me how I felt now that he was dating a different girl. And, like, at that point, I was just trying not to cry. It had been a couple months at that point, but I still wasn't over him. The moment that that person asked me that question, I was just like, okay, he's with someone else. I can't keep thinking about this. And the rest of high school, I was single. My grades were a lot better. I distracted myself by starting a high school fellowship group at my school. And my school was a public school, so having a Christian club during lunch was new. Not that I was qualified to lead a group of 30 people with, like, four other high schoolers, but it occupied my time and my thoughts. I grew up in the church and things like that, and I just wanted to do what was best. My views of church have changed since then, obviously, since growing up. But at the time, I thought I was doing a good thing. In hindsight, I definitely wasn't mature enough to lead people. But I went to prom with one of the other high school fellowship leaders. He asked me to go to prom with him, and that was another awkward thing. I'll leave that for part four. So, yeah, thanks for listening. Hope you guys have a great day.